This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm T. Xiao Yik, and Juliet Jacobs is with me in the studio to bring you a story this hour. So late last month, residents of Fraser's Hill were shocked by the sudden demolition of both the colonial-style Maybank Lodge as well as Jelai Resort, which are said to be making way for a high-rise resort and spa with 181 rooms. So we'll be speaking to Persatuan Alam dan Warisan Bukit Fraser about what's happening up in this little England of Malaysia.
Yes, and in line with that, over on Twitter, we're asking you, do you think Fraser's Hill needs high-rise developments to attract more tourists? So take that poll, just a simple yes or no. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio, and you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. Tell us if you've been to Fraser's Hill, you know, what do you think it needs or doesn't need? Mm-hmm. Send in your thoughts on maybe why you find Fraser's so fascinating. So, you know, rising 1,200 metres above sea level on the Titiwangsa Range and straddling the Pahang Selangor border, Fraser's Hill is one of six major highland rainforest areas, or hill stations as it's locally known, mm-hmm. that is a popular ecotourism getaway for many of us. And according to WWF Malaysia, the area encompasses pristine highland forests on steep terrain and provides important ecological functions, including as a major water catchment area and being the source of two large river systems, which are Sungai Pahang and Sungai Selangor.
So according to a survey done back in 1998 by Professor of Botany Dr. Ruth Kew, Fraser's Hill boasts 36 flora species endemic to the hill, 12 of which are possibly extinct, not having been seen for more than 60 years. In addition, Fraser's Hill is home to as many as 52 mammal, 275 bird, 27 reptile and 26 amphibian species. So the relatively undisturbed jungle and cool climate also attract over 250 species of migratory and residential birds who fly to Fraser's Hill to escape the harsh winter in Russia, China and Japan. So they stop over in Fraser's Hill for a few months before they fly south to New Zealand and Australia looking for warmer climes. And then after that, they make the reverse journey again. So Fraser's Hill is designated as an important bird area, in capital letters, okay, by BirdLife International.
Yeah, I think we've heard so many times, you know, it's like a birder's paradise, yes. Almost, right? And I mean, let's not forget people, you know, we go to Fraser's Hill to experience the beauty of nature, of course, and just to escape to that tranquility that it offers. Many of us are also charmed with Fraser's positioning as, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Xiao Yik, Malaysia's Little England, mm-hmm. and the heritage old stone cottages or bungalows together with their little quaint gardens. That's a definite attraction for many. And the mock Tudor architectural style for both old and new buildings also provides a sort of uniformity and symmetry, mm-hmm. symmetry to the built environment without any kind of, you know, buildings sticking out like a sore thumb.
Yes, absolutely.
So it was really quite distressing for some residents and Fraser's Hill's fans when two buildings, the Maybank Lodge and Jelai Resort, were completely demolished 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so Persatuan Alam dan Warisan Bukit Fraser, a society with a mission to promote and preserve Fraser's Hill's nature and heritage, released a media statement last week sharing their distress over the demolition of these buildings, while also revealing that they believed a 14-storey resort and spa by a private developer would instead be built there. So while supporting efforts to upgrade Fraser's Hill, they were concerned over the seeming lack of dialogue sessions and consultation prior to all these changes. So in their statement, they said, and I quote here, a resort and spa could add value to Fraser's Hill, but a 14-storey building with 181 rooms does not belong here. We hope the developer will review the design and plan for the project.
Yes, and to find out more about their concerns, we have on the line Nick Jasmine Hugh, who is the chairperson of Persatuan Alam dan Warisan Bukit Fraser. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Jasmine. So firstly, could you tell me about these two buildings that were demolished? You know, were they in use before the demolition took place, and were these privately owned buildings?
So prior to the demolition, they have been derelict for a while, actually. The Jelai Resort had been, I think, out of use probably around 10 years, and Maybank Lodge slightly less than that. Yeah, I don't remember exactly how long. But yeah, they've been out of use, basically. They are all privately owned buildings. In fact, there are many privately owned buildings on Fraser's Hill that are not being occupied right now. And yeah, if you've been here in the 80s or 90s and expect it to be the same, it's not the case, because a lot of these bungalows are basically not in operation.
So prior to the demolition, did residents in the area have any inkling that this was going to happen? And also based on what information you have now, could you tell us more about the new proposed development on this site?
So there were no announcement about it at all. I think the first thing that we saw was actually like lorries coming up and heading towards the site. And then they started like doing work. So there were rumors flying about, you know, an inkling that something is going on, but what exactly we didn't know. So this went on for a while because that was like sometime late last year. And that was on July Resort. After that, we had someone posting a picture showing some work being done at the Maybank Lodge. So like possibly somewhere in December as well. I don't remember exactly. So that actually caused a stir because, you know, everybody on the hill, although almost everyone on the hill actually loves old buildings. And then when that happened, everyone's like, oh no, another building's going to be destroyed. But we didn't actually put the two and two together. We didn't think what was going on at July Resort had anything to do with what was happening in Maybank Lodge. So we didn't connect the dots until 2 weeks ago when both were being, you know, demolished completely. After that, we did ask around and they were just rumors. You know, some people say it's going to be a 20-story building. Some say that it was going to be a 10-story building. Some say that it was going to be a 18-story building. So nobody knew exactly what was happening. Nobody came to explain. So there were just rumors up till 2 weeks ago when it was really happening. So at 4 p.m. yesterday, the signboard went up and then it was now clear what it is exactly. Because previously the information that we had was from the website of the developer and also some information from Majlis Daerah Rau, who actually said that it was going to be a 14-story building. But it was said verbally. So now we know that it's actually a 15-story building. It's going to have 181 rooms. That's correct, as it was mentioned at their website. And all the names of the owner, the developer, the architect, all the information necessary are now up. So we know that it's going to look like how it is shown on their website. You know, we were hoping that that's not how it's going to look like because the features of this building has got nothing to do with Fraser's Hill. And if you look around the hill, you will see, you know, they try to emulate that same features, that mock Tudor style architecture in almost all of the visible buildings. And even the Silver Park Resort, you know, which was also built. See, it is the tallest building right now in the whole of Fraser's Hill. Sets of buildings because it's different apartments. So their highest floor is 6. So that's the highest we have in Fraser's Hill, 6th floor. This new one is going to be double, even more than double, the height of what we already have.
So that's going to definitely change the landscape of the whole area, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, the very idea of having this building towering the hill is unbelievable because, you know, everybody knows Fraser's Hill as this sanctuary of nature. You know, you want to see tall buildings, you go to Genting Highlands. Even Cameron Highlands overdeveloped now. But Fraser's Hill had always remained as what it was intended to be, you know, from the writings of George Maxwell. You can tell that this was a sanctuary for them even back then. And he hoped that it will be, you know, for the future generations. And it had been until now. It's sad, you know, I'm like, I feel really sad, especially after the board was up yesterday and reading and seeing that picture of that design, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not even being built yet, it's just a photo of it there. Devastating.
And has there been an environmental impact assessment report done?
So from our understanding and through our research, there is no EIA report submitted to Jabatan Alam Sekitar. Jabatan Alam Sekitar Pahang had confirmed this. And when we asked why, they said that because the building is built on an existing site, they don't need to submit a report as such. They said that if we have a problem with that, if we don't agree with the fact that, you know, there is no EIA report submitted, we then can send in an aduan, a complaint. So that's what we did. And Jabatan Alam Sekitar have been great because they've been assisting and they've even come up to check the area, and the response have been good on their side. Yeah.
Okay, and what has the general reaction been to this demolition?
I think a lot of people were surprised with the fact that Maybank Lodge is completely demolished. It was dismantled slowly over a few months. That we knew because the dismantling started probably a few months back. But only 2 weeks ago, we actually went to the site and to have a look at it. And in fact, we did make a conclusion that perhaps it's a really bad restoration project because the roof was off, but the structure, the doors were still there, the windows were still there, the fireplace was still there. So we really did assume that it was a bad restoration project. This was 2 weeks ago.
And aside from Persatuan Alam and Warisan Bukit Fraser, Badan Warisan Malaysia has also issued a statement on this as well?
Yes, yes, they have. And they have actually contacted us as well to get some information about the project. I think it's quite interesting that we are getting interest from others, especially like, you know, Badan Warisan, because it is really a shame that our buildings up in Fraser's Hill are not gazetted, you know. A lot of people think that they are, but actually up to this day, it has not been listed. And that's one of the reasons why we exist, actually. We actually hope to actually list these buildings and somehow find a way to preserve them. You know, even though they are all privately owned, except for a few who are actually state-owned by Perbadanan Kemajuan Bukit Fraser. But yeah, that's one of the agenda. So when people speak out about it, we are quite happy that there are, you know, backing basically and interest in the subject.
So can you walk us through all the different concerns that have been raised over this proposed development?
So first of all, even before proper construction has started, we have lost two great things, you know. One is actually, of course, the heritage building. Secondly, is actually a site where bird watchers love to go to watch the birds. There's this particular site, which is just by Jelai Resort, where you can just go there, call the birds, and it'll dance in front of you. It's true, you know, we do walks with children, and Uncle Durai, who's actually birdman on Fraser's Hill, he would tell you that that's the best spot to watch the birds dance in front of you. So we have lost that. If any bird watchers who frequent Fraser's Hill hear this, they probably know exactly what spot I mean. So we've technically lost those two already, even without the construction starting properly. Of course, concerns such as the effects it will have on the site, you know, like because it is actually just by the rainforest and it's also by what used to be a water catchment area for Fraser's Hill. Now it's actually a recreational lake. It's actually the most popular, no, second most popular attraction on Fraser's Hill. So it's only about 20 steps from this lake, this construction right now. So we are very much concerned about the effects it will have on this lake. Also, again, the birds is not the only thing that you have in Fraser's Hill. We have a lot of different animals, plants. And the animals, you know, the construction itself, while they're working for this 6 years, because it says that it's going to be completed in 2026 on the signboard yesterday. For 6 years, they're going to go through this, you know, noise and vibration and all this. So the impact of it, you can only imagine, you know. I'm sure if environmentalists or scientists were to come and, you know, have a look at it, they would know better. And, you know, to actually say what wildlife will be lost just by thinking about it, you know, you can just imagine. Fraser's Hill is full of different wildlife. You know, everybody come up here, they would tell you they either saw a land tortoise kind of thing that's rare, or a wild boar, or a black panther, or a pandalene, or gibbons. You must definitely see something, you know. Fraser's Hill will not make you leave without actually seeing something, like something interesting. Even if it's just a small plant, a flower, a mushroom, you know, you will see something interesting. So that's how rich it is here. And they've been doing research for years. UKM have been doing research here on the forest complex. And WWF have their presence here as well, you know. So they would actually explain better on this part, I think. So we are also concerned that this hill is landslide prone. Every day there is some sort of a landslide somewhere. So if not actually unknown, if known that the land here is a little unstable. And the hill, there are seven hills up here, but they're small. The roads are small. Everything's small. So if something as great as that were to be built on a hill, of course they will have some concerns about the soil, you know. So that needs to be looked into, definitely. Also, we are concerned about the economic impact of it all. You know, how is it going to affect the locals? How is it going to affect the other businesses that are existing on the hill? And the fact that the hill just doesn't have enough capacity to even support us right now. You know, if you come in the weekend, you will see how congested it is. Even when the bungalows and hotels aren't fully booked, it's congested. We have too many cars up here. When I was growing up here, we didn't have cars. We all went on the public transport. We walked, you know. Tourists, yeah, they come up on either buses or some drive. But we don't have as many cars, as many motorbikes or even bicycles, because that's what we get every weekend. Bicycles, bikes, cars. And it's full of them. And I cannot imagine with, you know, an extra 181 rooms on the hill, how it would look like, you know. Will we end up being another Cameron Highlands full of pollution and carbon monoxide every weekend? I just can't imagine the impact on, you know, the capacity of the hill. As it is, if you come here on like monsoon, you will know that our electricity is unstable. So every time it rains, there's a chance that you might get an electricity trip. And everything is limited on the hill. So that's our concern also. The fact that this tall building will have light at night, you know, illuminating the sky, where we never had that ever, is going to definitely confuse, like, the wildlife. It's going to confuse especially the insects, if you think about it, because insects are obviously attracted to light. So there's probably going to be mass suicide every night. And without the insects, there's not going to be birds around. And what is Fraser's Hill without the birds, you know? This is the best bird sanctuary in the whole of Malaysia, if you think about it. People come from everywhere just to come here to look at the birds. There's a lot of concern.
Yeah, definitely. And Persatuan Alam dan Warisan Bukit Fraser, you've also appealed to the developer, the state government, Bukit Fraser Development Corporation, and, you know, all these other related parties to look into the matter. Have you heard anything from them?
Yes, it's great that we have some responses. I've not heard back from Majlis Daerah Raub or Perbadanan personally or officially, but I have got response from Jabatan Alam Sekitar, who has come up here actually and did some testing, I think, or just to look at the site. I'm not too sure exactly what they were doing, but they were here. I also have got a response from the developer, because we got in touch and we asked for a dialogue, and they are willing to actually meet us. So we will be meeting them sometime next week, if it all works out. But we're also holding a virtual town hall meeting next week on our Facebook. So we are gathering some locals as well as some experts. So we also have interest from like PAM, Persatuan Architect Malaysia. And we have also spoken to like PEKRA and MNS. So everybody has somewhat been in touch with us to find out more. So at this town hall meeting, we hope that we could actually gather everyone's thoughts about this, you know, and see how we can move ahead with it. That is happening on 11th August at 3:30 on our Facebook, our Persatuan Alam dan Warisan's Facebook.
Okay, but there's also an online petition, I understand, running at change.org that has garnered, last I checked, close to 7,000 signatures so far. So what are you hoping to achieve with this petition, and how else can concerned people participate?
Right, so the first thing that we did was to start this petition. In fact, you know, when the rumours were flying about, we were already thinking that, okay, yes, the first thing we need to do is come up with a petition. A petition these days is very important. An online petition these days, we feel that it's very important for many reasons, one of which is to create awareness and to gather the attention needed for it. And I think so far in these 2 weeks, it had gradually gained momentum. it's also important to reach out to a lot more people so people know that, okay, this is what's happening, and then perhaps even get a bit of education about Fraser's Hill and, you know, the impact of such a construction on the hill. Because I think not everyone's aware of what it is that's important here. So people might look at it as, it's just another, you know, pembangunan, another development. What's the big deal? Actually, it's a very big deal if you understand the nature of Fraser's Hill. So we hope that through the petition, we get attention, we create awareness, and hopefully get the right attention from the right people, right straight to the top. You know?
Yeah.
We do our best. I think we try our best. We're just a bunch of people who love Fraser's Hill so much, who I think just want to see it improve and be better and regain its charm again.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. That was Nick Jasmine Hugh, the chairperson of Persatuan Alam dan Warisan Bukit Fraser. So over on Twitter, we had a poll running, and we asked whether you think Fraser's Hill needs high-rise developments to attract more tourists, and a whopping 86.4% of you have said no, mm-hmm. while 13.6% of you have said yes. And we also had some comments. Sheng Chui says, it's like cutting down trees in Taman Negara to attract more visitors.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're so right. Mm-hmm. John Wei had to say that unspoilt natural wonders, wildlife and fresh air, those are the things that attract tourists. If you want high-rise development, there are plenty in the city and Genting Highlands if you need that hill sort of thing going on. Abba at Home has tweeted in to say that a carrying capacity study is needed. More high-rise will result in more people, more cars, more congestion and, of course, more pollution. But good income for businesses up here and as an escapade for tourists is also needed. So a balance must be sought. Development control should be by the local authority. Brother Ben has to say that leaving a place like Fraser's Hill untouched is needed. We need to learn from how to improve current facilities to enhance the visitor's experience. Simply put, something new doesn't mean it's better.
Absolutely. Many good points there. And again, overwhelming 80, how many percent of it? 86, almost 87% disagree with high-rise developments in Fraser's Hill.
I've never been there before. I have to admit.
After extolling its virtues,
I was quoting WWF there, but you know, I desperately want to go. You know, I think if you know from what I've heard, even from Jasmine, you know, what she was telling me, that what you saw 20 years ago is different from
it
now,
is.
And you're just going to lose more and more of it, isn't it?
Go now before it gets worse.
I suppose.
Unfortunately, two of these beautiful old lodges have already been lost. Jasmine is right. A lot of them stand empty and derelict, but it's about going there to see the nature. Yeah. So if you'd like to get involved, you can sign that petition that Jasmine mentioned at change.org. It's titled Call for Review of Fraser's Hill Resort and Spa Plan. You can also join their virtual town hall session via Facebook Live next Tuesday, 11th of August at 3:30 p.m. So just head over to facebook.com/PAWBF. That's all the time that we have for today's show. You can keep tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or send us a message on our Facebook page, BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. Just so you know, tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Grill, Kusu Chuang will be speaking to Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal, president of Parti Warisan Sabah, and Caretaker Chief Minister of Sabah. So they'll be discussing the upcoming Sabah state elections. Do tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m. But coming up after the 3 p.m. news today, we have an episode of By the Book, which is International Friendship Day. For now, we leave you with Stop by Against Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.